I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, my name's Dave Hughes, and like everyone else, I have problems. One of my problems is I don't know whether I can be bothered saving the planet or not. It feels like hard work. Even my recycling bin. It's just hard to work out what goes in the bin and what doesn't go in the bin. And sometimes I make mistakes with my recycling bin. Generally, I make those mistakes when my normal bin is full. I mean, I know that we're getting rid of plastic bags from supermarkets. That's an issue for me. I mean, I buy green bags when I go to the supermarket. Problem is, I always forget to bring them when I go back. I've got 5,000 at home. I'm going to dump them in a creek tomorrow. They can float into the ocean. The dolphins can use them to collect seashells. People say to me, Hughesy, what about your kids? What about your kids? I say, what about them? You know, they can fend for themselves. You know what? And when global warming means they've got to swim their way to the 7-Eleven, maybe they'll realise they shouldn't have whinged during swimming lessons. Because they whinge a lot, and I'm the best dad ever. You know, honestly, my son recently, you know, he was floating on his back at the age of 8 in a swimming lesson. I'm giving me a standing ovation like he just won gold at the Commonwealth Games. Then something flashed past. It was a 3-month-old baby doing the butterfly stroke. That baby hit the wall, tumble turn, came back doing breaststroke. You got a fetus doing a medley and my 8-year-old's doing the starfish. Does he deserve to be saved? Does the planet deserve to be saved? We'll find out during the show with all my problems, so let's get going! A problem. This is a show where we take real problems and we turn them into real solutions. But I can't do it on my own. I need 4 legends to help me do it, and we've got them. Hey, give it up for Becky Lucas.
Thank you.
Lawrence Mooney. Katie Landbrook. And Tommy Little. Yes, guys, how are we feeling tonight? Ready to rock and roll?
Yeah, I'm pumped up. I'm scared because you've had about your 17th V, so I'm thinking if we get something wrong, you might stab someone. But let's...
No, but I'll do it with a good humour.
And he has them just before bed.
And then what happens?
You lie there with your heart thumping.
Well, that's what he looks like, but I don't think that's his heart thumping.
Is
that the sound you make in bed?
No, but this is a record, a minimum amount of time I've taken to lose control of my show. All right, here we go. First problem. It's a video problem. Take a look.
Hughesy, we have a problem. I'm Brenda from Foodworks Supermarket in Mount Tambourine. One of our employees is a bit intense and can sometimes scare the customers. Should I tell him to stop?
So we're talking about intense supermarket workers.
She's pretty intense.
Yeah. I reckon if Brenda thinks the other one is a bit intense, then they're probably really intense.
Well, you think that. You haven't seen a Big Dave. Let's have a look at it. This is the real guy. He really works there. This is something he did for Facebook for Easter to try to lure customers to the food works. Check him out. It's real.
Flippy floppy ears and my flippy floppy hat, and I go like this. Hello, I nearly lost my ears.
I think you're allowed to fire them.
No.
I work with a guy very similar to Dave.
Also, he's quite
intense.
Yeah, he's intense, all right, because he's got a lot on his plate, you know, and his co-host just bloody coasts along and makes me do all the work.
Really?
All right, this is...
When I get on public transport, that's the guy that sits next to me because he's been smoking a lot of ice.
No, we can't say that Dave smokes ice. We need to straighten up here, all right? We're painting a picture of Dave that he hasn't called for.
When we first moved into our house, there was an Iger around the corner, yeah, as my husband's nana used to call it. And there's a really beautiful man who works at the Iger. But he used to follow my children around trying to give them strawberry Freddo frogs. And that was fine if you're at the supermarket like once a week.
But he had the Iger gear on, didn't he?
Yeah, he was proper. He was proper. Then. I won't say his name because you'll say something nasty about him. And he's a beautiful man.
Can I just ask, did he only follow them around inside the supermarket?
Yes, he did.
I'll tell you what, if he was giving them strawberry Freddos, my kids would have followed him home.
Well, that's exactly right.
We can solve this problem with a couple of judiciously placed lettuce leaves in the fruit and veggie section. Bang. I see that.
Oh, no!
What, you want to have a workplace accident? No, he's not going to have a workplace accident. Well, you know what we're going to do? We're going to ring the man himself. Yes.
Oh,
we have
I love
Big
it.
Dave on
it's
the...
It's definitely a home phone number.
Hang on, there's no way they're trusting. Hey, Big Dave, it's Hughesy. We have a problem. How are you going today?
Oh, Hughesy, I'm absolutely sensational, mate. How are you?
Yeah, great. What's on special at Foodworks?
Mate, everything's on special, but I tell you what, today you can have some beautiful cut watermelon for $3.99 a kilo. We've also got the world's best bananas over here, mate, for $4.99. Everything's on special for you, mate.
Dave, it's Lawrence Mooney. Are you always this up, or do you weep in the shower?
Mate, always up and about, mate.
Just a slight, so it's Tommy here. I just love to know a question about your personal life. Are you a single man?
I'm definitely a single man. Let me life that way, mate, and love it.
Does anyone want this man to change at all?
No!
You keep doing what you're doing, Big Dave. We'll get the man tambourine. What a bloody legend. There you go. Done you, mate. Let's move on. All right, this problem is a real problem, all right, but it comes anonymously and via Facebook. I'm 21, I'm studying full-time and have a part-time job, but it's just not cutting it for me financially, so my plan is to find a man to fund my lifestyle. I've signed up to sugardaddy.com 3 times, but I've been too pussy, her words, not mine, to go through with it. I want nice things in life, but I'm worried of what my parents would think if they found out. What should I do? Should Anonymous go through with it on sugardaddy.com?
I reckon there's a bloke named Dave that we just chatted to who she could have a crack at.
He's not really a sugar daddy unless she wants cheap bananas or something.
I have a bit of a problem with sugardaddy.com because it's, you know, younger women making themselves available. They don't really want a relationship to older men who have got heaps of money. And, you know, it's essentially prostitution. And I'm
not
disparaging
that. I think you had a problem with prostitution.
No, I never have.
He means he's got a problem with the server. They won't accept his application.
That's right.
Where did people meet their sugar daddies before sugardaddy.com? Where did people such as yourself hang out?
It's a good question. Bars and discotheques. Sometimes
that, that looks like the leather jacket of a sugar daddy. I'm not going to lie.
It screams midlife crisis. Is there a sugarmama.com?
Yes, good point.
But it's weighted towards men. Like yes. You're not like, oh, I want a big fat old woman.
Yes, I am. And if you're listening, put down the donut and pick up your phone. 04-07.
You know what? It has happened. Obviously, sugar daddy is a thing. It happens, no doubt about that. We have got someone here. Well, actually, let's have a look at... This is a case of sugardaddy.com. Just check this photo out, all right? So that is...
Whoa!
Oh, my
now
God.
Now, that is Jeffrey Edelston.
Oh, yeah, Jeffrey Edelston.
And that is Gabby Greco. And
they are a lovely couple.
Yeah. Again, we've got to be careful here because we're about to hear an actual message from not Jeffrey, but from Gabby. Here we go.
Okay. Hey, Dave. Thanks for having me on the show today. So my only concern is that you're focused on what other people may think and you're not focused on your goals, which is the reason that you would be joining this site to make it easier for yourself. I joined this site a while ago and I've actually gotten married because of it. I would try to go on one date and see if it works out. And if it doesn't, it's not for you. But since you keep thinking about it, I think it's something that you should try. And forget what people think. They're always going to think something.
I didn't hear a word she said, to be honest.
Do you think Elton John wants his wardrobe back?
There's a lot going on in the foreground.
His glasses.
And his glasses.
Now, they did break up. They're actually back together. Yes,
Jeffrey
absolutely.
And Gabby.
Jeffrey and Gabby are back together. That's true. They're back together.
Isn't that he's great? Hot.
Santa comes once a year and Jeffrey gets to come again. How fantastic. The road to true love is never smooth,
it's never smooth, all right? Yeah. So I think we'll leave the final word to Gabby. Don't worry about what people think and focus on
really?
What your goals are. Mm. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
This problem comes in on video. Check it out.
Hi, Heezy. Jodie Watson from Moi, Victoria here. My husband's a very hygienically clean guy. However, when he does dry after a shower, he intensely dries his ass and ends up leaving skid marks. If I do not use stain remover on these towels or I miss one, I end up getting a clean, dirty towel, which most likely ends up on my face when I dry myself. How do I make him stop doing this?
No, look, we need to. Jodie, she does not deserve arse face.
No, that's right. Do you know what? It's not the drying that's the problem. It's the showering. He's not washing his arsehole properly.
So you're saying go deeper?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Just go there. Just,
no, he must be go there.
You don't have to wash inside your arse. Just wash it.
You just say stop doing this. Like, that's a relationship ender.
That was what one of the audience members said during that video. You said, I can't believe she's filmed this. So we need to give her advice of what to do. Hey, shitface, just burn the house down. You ditch your husband, start again.
No, do not like that. No, he's probably a good father, or he might be one day.
But I'm saying she knows now what happens, and you know he's a repeat offender. I don't know you at all, Jodie, but you can do better.
Yeah.
In fact, I'd be amazed if you did worse.
Anyway, well, here's the solution, because we're here for solutions, not just to belittle our great problem askers. Yeah. This is a towel, all right? So this one's face. You go with face.
Oh.
Yeah, and then you move it on, and then you go...
Oh. No, that's actually counterintuitive.
Because,
so you should have the white one as your ass one. So it's, like, very apparent.
Oh, so it's got nowhere to hide.
It's got nowhere to hide.
Right.
The great bit about that is, if you're short enough, you can do them both at the same time.
Do you want to have a go? Have a go.
Oh, don't. Oh.
That works.
You did not commit to that. Do it properly. Coming up, more of your problems and our solutions, so stick around.
Hi there, I'm Sandra Sully. At 10 Daily, we pride ourselves on delivering great stories about the things that matter. From the biggest news of the day, right through to what's clicking, what's hot, what's happening now. We have it all covered. 10daily.com.au.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back to the show where all your problems are turned into our solutions. We have a wonderful audience tonight, no doubt about that, and one of them has a burning problem we're about to solve it, we believe. Can we welcome to the stage Lewis Lewis? Lewis, welcome. Welcome to the show, buddy. You have a problem, don't you?
Yep, I do, Husey.
What is your problem,
it's
Lewis?
That my parents won't get me a phone.
Oh. And how old are you, Lewis?
I am 14 years old.
Yes, and who do you think's most against your desires to get a phone? Your
I'd dad say it's or your... my, I'd say it's my mother.
Your mother. Would you say on national TV your mother could be a bit mean sometimes?
I have some choice words for
yeah. If people don't know why we're laughing, who is your mother, Lewis?
It would happen to be
who
Kate.
Who is it, Lewis?
Yes.
Nick.
Who is it, Lewis? What would
Kate?
Those choice words be, my darling?
Love you.
It's So you, she will not give you a smartphone.
No.
And you're 14, and you, all your friends got smartphones.
Every single one of them.
Even his enemies have smartphones.
So what? Now, do you see your mother, as I do when we do our radio show on the Hit Network, just on her phone all the time? You see that all the time.
All the time.
And she does not give you a phone. That is disgusting.
I know, it is.
Katie, aren't you worried about his safety? I mean, look, such a vulnerable young man out there in the world. He needs a device which he can call his mum at any time.
All right.
Trying to get you a nude machine, bro.
Just Tommy, we've got to just calm down on the old nude machine. He's 14.
And then my husband and I had a conversation and went, this is the worst age at which to give a teenage boy a phone with photos on it.
Your logic being?
But I'm not putting pornography in his
phone. No, not pornography.
But do you think that? What about social?
Just all of that, social media. I think it's bad.
I've decided you're never getting a phone, young man.
Thank you.
Now go to your room.
Thank you.
But aren't you worried that all his friends are going to have more Instagram followers than him? He's going to have to catch up.
Exactly.
Do you even have an Instagram page?
I do not.
Oh my God. Are you even alive?
I don't think so.
Some of you, have you never put a filter on anything?
Never.
You never put bunny ears on something.
No.
So why do you want a phone?
I don't know.
To fit in.
To fit in, that's it.
Yeah. What age is Lewis here going to be allowed to have one?
I said, we are going to give you a phone. Do you remember we had that conversation 3 weeks from his birthday? We are going to give you a phone.
So you've been excited, looking forward to your 14th birthday.
Oh, yeah, I was.
However, what did we say?
I can't remember.
It's going to be a flip phone.
Yeah. And I got a flip phone. I sure did.
Have you got a flip phone?
I got a flip phone.
Is it with you now?
No, it is not.
No, it's not, because it's embarrassing.
That's actually kind of cool. Like, a lot of your friends, like, that's very hipster to have a flip phone.
It's actually very useful because it's so hard that I can just throw it at my brother and he just gets scared by it.
Yeah. I think he should get a phone, honestly. I think, Katie, I think he's been...
Do you know what? When you meet my children, they look you in the eye and they're not like that.
Yeah.
That's just how it is.
Yeah, but that's good for you. It sucks for Paul Lewis.
I know it does.
I have to socialise with you.
I know, it's terrible.
No. You're nearly allowed to have a job, right? 14 and three quarters is when I got my first job.
Yeah.
And so if he saves up and buys his own phone?
He can go get a job.
And right now you're helping Channel 10 and the Win Network create revenue by your own problems being broadcast to the nation.
Be careful, Husey.
Yeah.
I love this.
So exposing your problems to Australia, what I'm going to do, that's yours, man.
Is that your old phone?
That is my phone, so there's going to be a lot of calls coming through.
Wait a minute. Yes, isn't that a new phone?
No, it's my phone, and it's also the number that I broadcast to the nation a few weeks ago. So let's have a look at right now. Let's have a look. You texted me.
Yeah.
Please restore factory settings before giving.
Yeah. That's an arrestable offence, what you've just done.
How do you feel about this, Kate?
Well, you know what I just find generally very interesting is that everyone's got a fear now, like when we discuss with all our other friends that our children don't have phones, everyone's like, but they'll get left out at school. As though that's suddenly the worst thing in the world is being different to everybody else. I'm just like, well, I can't give my children something just because it's going to make you feel better about not being a proper parent to your children.
Good. No, well said. And you know what?
Hate me, but that's just what we should all be doing. Our children should not have telephones. Go on, fuck it up for us, mate.
Hang on. Before we move on, what are the language you're using in front of this young man?
If we had a swear jar, I'd have a phone already.
Well, guess not. Guess what, mate? You do have a phone already. Celebrity problems in the series so far, and we're going to do another one right now. Can we put our hands together and welcome to the stage cricketing legend Merv Hughes?
Hello, darling.
Great to see you, buddy. What could possibly be the problem for a fast-bowling superstar like Merv Hughes?
Susie, I've got a lot of problems.
Yeah, well, we've got time for all of them, so...
In light of recent events... with the ball tampering.
Ball tampering, back to South African series.
Yes, I just feel now that my performance for Australia is going to be devalued.
Yeah, and how many tests did you play for Australia?
53.
53, and you took how many wickets?
212, but who's
212
counting?
212 wickets for Australia.
So, Merv, have you ever taken sandpaper to your own balls?
No.
No, Merv, just a follow-up question to that question. Have you ever tampered with anyone else's balls?
No.
All right, so let's have a look. Yes, and I appreciate
have
all those questions.
Have you ever showered with another man?
Mate, he's a sport.
Would you like to watch me and Lawrence shower together?
No.
Merv Hughes, would you like to see my googly?
No.
Guys, well, I think we've exhausted our cricketing jokes. Now, let's have a look at some of the headlines that were created by them and what... Cricket tampering, the bowlers knew about it, the whole team did, that's what someone said. Freddie Flintoff said Australian players had to know about ball tampering. By the way, I think the carry-on was way over the top. People go, Australians don't cheat. We're all bloody convicts. We got here to by cheating, you know? Seriously.
You love your Carlton Footy Club.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, imagine if it came out, lo and behold, that they breached the salary cap.
Yeah, that happened years ago, you know that.
How'd you feel about that?
Oh, I annoyed that they fined us a lot of money. I mean, when Carlton, my AFL team Carlton used to cheat, we did it really well and we won premierships. But now we can't do it anymore at the bottom of the ladder. It's a disgrace. So, Merv, you look, you have never cheated, you've never tampered with a ball illegally in your whole illustrious career, which provided over 200 wickets for Australia.
No.
Not once.
No.
No, you've never cheated.
No.
All right, great. Because now we're going to bring in someone who is a body language expert. Oh. That is Dr. Louise Marler. And she is going to tell us whether you have been honest or not. Can we give it up for Dr. Louise? Now, before we get to Merv, Dr. Louise, you are an expert in body language.
Mm-hmm.
And now, can you just look at our panel and tell us what you think about the honesty of our panel?
Oh,
can
we that's a good one.
Start with Becky Lucas. Does Becky Lucas look like an honest person?
Well, Becky reminds me of Mark Zuckerberg.
What, a geeky little boy?
In what way?
She has quite a neutral face. And
Becky is a bit... You've got something, and this is a compliment coming from another woman, you've got something of the inflatable doll about you.
Oh, OK. Mm.
That's a compliment?
I've got useful holes, that's for sure.
Does Lawrence look like an open book? What do you think, Doctor?
Well, Lawrence has got the hooden eyes, so there's kind of hooded eyes. But then he has that deep, deep voice, which kind of makes it hidden but sexual.
Hidden but sexual is exactly who I am. You nailed it.
Anyway, let's move on. Well, what about me? Do you think I'm a trustworthy person?
Yeah. Well, you're the one I'm worried about. So I think... Hughesy, you lean forward, which is a bit aggressive, and then
Very aggressive. Yes.
Very aggressive.
You actually seal your teeth. So what happens?
My teeth. Yeah. They're very hard to seal with these gaps in there. I'm telling you.
But it's your eyes I'm worried about.
You worry about my eyes.
Because when
Why would you worry about these eyes?
They get a little bit oversurprised, a little bit sinister. But the major thing is, you don't blink.
I don't blink.
No. And that makes you look like a psychopath.
And can I ask one more question?
So, Dr. Louise, you've been merciless with everyone else. Yeah, Do you think he was honest in his answering the questions about whether he ever tampered illegally with his cricket balls?
Mm. I think he's a paragon of honesty. Look at his reputation, his size, his hugeness. His eyes were straight on.
Yes.
His breath is kept low. His
Doctor?
Big moustache.
I hope you were watching this, Susie.
Is that your wife?
My wife, yes.
Yeah,
she doubts me all the time.
You were saying these great Australian cricket teams were honest in the way they played cricket.
If we're relying on Merv for that comment, 100%.
Yes. Oh, come on, everyone. One more time, everyone. Give it up for Merv Hughes. guys, it's time for me and my problems. You know I have many of them.
Oh, have we got time for them all? It's looking after all your blockhouses.
What am I going to do with all the real estate?
I don't know why we're talking like this, but I want to play.
What is your problem here?
Well, it's sort of about homes. It's about all our homes. Our home, the earth, where I am struggling caring about the environment. I'm struggling, I won't deny it. I struggle with that. You know, the fact that we're going to have to buy plastic bags at supermarkets, you know.
You're worried about the 5 cents they're going to charge, are you?
Well, I do, and they're bags I use for my dog's poo. Now I'm going to have to, you know, buy poo bags. No, I'm battling hard, guys. I am. I've got keep cups. This is a keep cup. This is a keep cup, which I love the earth on it, you know.
How many of them do you own?
I've had 6 of these this year because I lose them. It's like, look at that. That's how I have my coffee.
You don't have to worry about planet Earth. Planet Earth's going to be fine. You need to worry about this species because we've got limited time.
Yeah, right. So we're going to get what we deserve. Yeah, and I get it.
What are you talking
to? The humans will be gone before planet Earth's
gone. The Earth will stay.
This is the thing about environmentalists. They never have any good news. Do you know what I mean? They're always like, it's like the kids come home from school. No wonder the kids are all depressed. Every day at school, it's like, Mum, do you know the world's going to end?
My kid's school doesn't have a bin. There's no bin at their school. You can't put anything in the bin. It's a no bin school.
Where do you put it?
Where do you put it? You've got to put it in the bag and bring that shit home, you know? It's annoying.
But you're a vegetarian, right?
I'm not a vegetarian. I eat fish and people get angry. Vegans especially get angry when they find out you eat fish.
Oh, do they?
I had a vegan recently say to me, I thought you're a vegan. I said, no, I eat fish. And she goes, don't you know that farm fish gets fed chicken pellets? I said, didn't know that. She said, how do you feel now? I said, about the same. So...
I would have thought, Becky, you and I don't have kids. You guys obviously have kids. I would have thought as people with kids, you should care more, but I feel like me and Becky maybe care more than you.
Yes, because you don't know how annoying kids can be. So, you know what I do know? There is people trying to save the earth. Here's one of them. Have a look at Costa Georgiadis. Here he goes.
Drop down, get all dirty. You just got to bend your knees. Get down, get all dirty.
That eco warrior's about to walk out here. Give it up for Costa Georgiadis.
Get down. Permission to place this on your desk.
Absolutely, Costa. Now, welcome to the show. Really appreciate your
time.
Thank
you, Hughesy.
So, have you been dismayed by some of the attitudes displayed on this segment so far?
Oh, dismayed. I'm alarmed, but I'm not dismayed.
Yeah, right.
Because I think, you know, you're carrying baggage. There's too much
Don't
baggage.
Don't point at me, Costa.
So, what about Katie? She couldn't care less about the environment.
I do have a worm farm.
I assume that's why outside you were running your bum along the carpet.
Is this a worm farm?
We have a worm farm here, which I'm going... It's part of a kit, Hughesy. I've seen your dilemma. Seen your challenges. And
Thank
I
you.
Think we can come up with some solutions. But the first thing we need to do is drop this battle. Drop this, I want to change the world.
Yeah.
Leave all that baggage behind and just say, I'm going to change my world. Right?
Great.
I'm going to change my world. All right. The first one, of course, and Kate, you sort of busted me on my worms.
Yeah.
So we are going to just go for global warming.
Global warming, I like it.
Look at that.
Oh. We work in showbiz, we know heaps of worms.
Yeah, exactly. Most of them wank into pot plants.
You need to tell us now whether it's environmentally friendly because I need to feel good or bad about myself.
Talk about bags,
yes,
right?
Yes, green bag, now, that's the one.
The best thing we can do is eliminate single-use plastic.
Wrong.
So, change. You
absolutely.
Know that.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to do that. Yeah,
you just
got
to pack them. You've got to have them in the car.
Yeah, absolutely. Have them in the car. Have them ready to go. Make it a habit. If it's a habit, it just happens. Not even hard work. Right. Yeah, sure.
What's this one?
A straw.
Oh, God.
Plastic straws will be here after your kids.
I can't see through the other side.
No, because it's got the cleaner in it.
I'm going to have to clean my own straws.
I mean, that bloke from earlier could use that to clean his ass.
That's a real solution. solution.
You're right, yes. Yeah.
Now, of course, you can carry this with you.
What is it?
It's very simple.
Well, that's your cutlery.
Chopsticks as well?
Do you hide stuff in your beard?
Well, I was going to say, this does come as a perfect arrangement.
And, give us one more step. Oh, we love you, you know that.
Oh, one more. So I want you to have this spade because that's made in Australia.
Wow.
And that will get you outside gardening. And once you get the inner system going, you're going to have some exhaust. So we have to go with totally recycled content paper. We shouldn't be wiping our butts with white.
Yeah, so we're saying recycle our toilet paper. Is anyone on the panel recycle the toilet paper?
What? No, not recycle toilet paper. Use recycled toilet paper. Because I reckon if you're recycling your toilet paper, you might
hang it out. And you hang it in the row after the towels.
Well, you've given us so many good options here. I'm going to take all this home. I think we're going to try to save the planet. Yeah. Give it up for Costa Georgiadis.
You can do it, you.
Thank you, mate. After the break, it's yes or no problem. The double speed. Don't go anywhere.
Has the modern world got you down?
95 was so long ago.
Have the trappings of this ultra-modern life, like rollerblades and frozen meals?
The meals are so cold, how will you eat them?
Made the world all too hard for a half-wit like you.
You're a dummy.
Well, look no further. Each week, 10 Speaks releases hour after hour.
That's so much.
Of life-affirming.
Yes.
Kardashian exploding.
We hate them.
Dog patting.
I love them.
Monet painting level artistic podcasts. Both too funny and too smart for you at the same time.
You're halfway.
So come on, dummy. What are you waiting for?
Don't wait.
Hit yourself on the head with a smartphone till 10 Speaks starts playing in your puny little brain.
Welcome back. We're almost out of time. It's been a wonderful night so far, and there's many more problems to get through. So we need to do yes or no. This is quick solutions to real problems, guys. Let's go. All right, here we go. Natalie writes, my sister always sticks to the speed limit and it drives me crazy, especially when we're running late. Can I tell her to put her foot down, yes or no?
Yes.
I know.
I just lost my license for speeding for a month.
I know you did.
And it taught me a big lesson.
Absolutely. What was
Don't speed when the cops are behind you.
Speed limit people, especially Uber drivers. Drive to the speed limit or over it.
Yeah. What choice have we got but to speed? Eventually the Amish in a horse and cart will be going faster than us.
We'll have to drive in reverse just to avoid it. Toby has set this one in. Every year my mum buys me an unfashionable shirt for Christmas. I usually just thank her and then never wear it. Should I be honest and just tell her to stop, yes or no? Can you just...
No, don't tell her.
Just sell those.
You know what you said, Lauren said to me once, he said he buys shirts and then he doesn't wear them for 5 years and then they're in fashion. Is that what... You remember saying that to me?
I've said a lot of things to you, Dave. You're always sober. I'm always drunk.
Simon's got a problem. My kids keep bringing out artwork home from kindy, but it's terrible. Can I throw his paintings in the bin when he's not looking, yes or no? Yeah.
Yeah. Eventually. They've got very short memories. Like
also, if you
want
to teach him a lesson, do it when he's looking.
Get better.
Nick asks, my pregnant wife's water broke in my WRX on the way to the hospital. Oh. As I'm about to sell a car, do I have to share this information with prospective buyers, yes or no?
When my dad died, we had to sell his car and he had a heart attack in the car.
Oh, did he?
And died inside.
Did you have to tell people?
So we didn't tell people, but I remember the day when some people came around, they bought the car, it was in quite good condition, they backed it out the driveway, turned to my brothers and just went, death car. It's killed once, it'll kill again.
And if they're watching, we hope it still drives well, so. Miranda's email, my flatmate leaves his dishes in the sink even though the dishwasher is right next to it. Should I kick him out, yes or no?
Yes! No way.
Have you asked him? Just ask him first. Why do we have to be so dramatic?
Because it's a show.
It's a show.
But in the scheme of household crimes, we've just had a bloke who leaves skid marks on towels.
Renee has a problem. My husband is always out mowing the lawn. Then I realised because our next door neighbour sunbathed topless. Should I tell her to put them away? Yes or no?
No. Just tell her to get near all the other chores he needs to do.
Yes.
Tell her to get next to the sink and the dirty dishes.
That's right.
Great solution, great show. Well done to all my problem solvers tonight, guys. Can we give it up for the Bulls? Becky Lucas, Lawrence Mooney, Kate Langbrook, and Tommy Lipto. Hello, everyone. Now that you've finished listening to me on the podcast, me and all the other legends, go over to 10play and watch the latest episodes of the TV show. I want to fill your days with so much Husey, you'll have no time for anything else.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.